This reality is the essence. It is one. But it is sevenfold. And this sevenfoldness of the reality is arranged by that very Brahman. But one who arranges is called the Lord. The Lord arranges this sevenfold expression of the same reality in a certain order. And that order is, on the top is Sat, next is Chit, third is Ananda, fourth is Vijnana, fifth is Manas, sixth is Prana, seventh is Anna. I'm speaking the Sanskrit words, but you have to be conversant with Sanskrit words also. I shall repeat. First is Sat, which is called pure existence, the element of existence. Second is Chit, that is called consciousness. The third is called Ananda or delight. Fourth is Vijnana, V-I-J-N-A-N-A, Vijnana, that is supermind. Then Manas, M-A-N-A-S, Manas, that is the mind. Vijnana, V-I-J-N-A-N-A, Vijnana. Then fourth is the mind or the Manas. Fifth is the mind or the Manas. Sixth is Prana or life force. And seventh is Anna or the material principle. These are the seven waters, seven expressions. The reality is sevenfold. Although one, it is sevenfold. It is like, you see the white ray of light, and when you make a reflection of the ray of light, if you put through a prism, the same ray of light, it is one ray of light, but in the spectrum you see seven colors. There are seven colors. It's the same ray. So, one ray consisting of seven rays, or you might say sevenfold expression of it. You can distinguish all of them, but they all coexist. They are not divided. They are differentiated. This is the one word you must understand. Difference between division and differentiation. This reality is sevenfold, but in its sevenfoldness it is not divided into seven parts. There is only differentiation. If I draw a line on this paper, drawing a line does not divide the paper. It only demarcates. Similarly, these seven aspects, seven colors of the same reality, seven elements of the same reality, do not divide the reality into seven parts. One indivisible reality, having sevenfold character. Now, this sevenfold character is arranged in a particular order. It can be arranged differently also. But in this world, as we see it now, the Divine Lord arranged these seven worlds in a particular order. And this is the order that we are now having. The Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vijnana, Manas, Prana, Anna. These seven are arranged in this fashion. And the world in which we live, the principle is matter. Therefore you will see, nothing grows in this world except in matter. Everything, we are obliged to anything that you want to express, it expresses through matter. We are obliged to live in matter. Even when we think, we are obliged to think in matter. So, this is the speciality of this particular world in which we live. And this is the order that has been made by the Lord Himself, by the Brahman itself. The Brahman organizing itself in a sevenfold manner, that Brahman who arranges this sevenfold order is the Supreme Lord. Now, when these seven elements are manifested, then you find the next sentence is, that moves and that moves not. These sevenfold waters are in motion. And yet, this motion is stable. There is a kind of absence of motion. These two are contradictory of each other, because in our normal experience, that which moves, moves. There is no stability in the motion. And where there is stability, there is no motion in it. But that is true of our ordinary experience. As you rise higher and higher, you will find that only that can move which is stable. There are many examples of this kind that you may have. A magnet does not move, but it attracts the iron filings without moving. Aristotle gave the name the unmoved mover. He himself is unmoved, but he moves all the rest. The higher is your consciousness, the more stable you are. But the greater the stability, the greater is your power of moving others. That is a speciality of the higher level of consciousness. The higher you are, the less are you disturbed. If you have to face an examination, and if you are well prepared, your mind is stable. And whatever question is asked, you are able to answer effectively. So you are both stable and active, very powerfully active. But if you are not prepared for the examination, then you are disturbed, you are not stable. You ask this person, you ask that person, what do you think will be the question, Lord, how do you answer? You take advice of so many people around. You are not stable. And ultimately you will find that the effectivity of your answer also will be very, very simple, very poor. Your effectivity of action will be very poor. The higher you reach, the greater the stability. Take for example the lion. Lion is supposed to be the king of beasts. And there is a special reason for it, psychological reason. Among all the animals, lion is the most stable one. You examine the psychology of the lion. Like a tiger, it doesn't move about. The tiger goes on moving in search of prey and so on. If you see the lion's movement, the prey is somewhere near, suddenly it rises, at one stroke, it attacks the prey and brings it and then quietly sits down. There is a tremendous quietude in the strength of the lion. Take for example a huge store of water. From where a flow is laid out.